You're listening to You've Got This, episode 110. Hey there, and welcome to You've Got This, a podcast for higher education professionals looking to increase their confidence and capacity for juggling the day-to-day demands of an academic life. I'm your host, Dr. Katie Linder. As an avid reader and writer, I'm thrilled that this episode of You've Got This is sponsored by Stylus Publishing, a leading independent U.S. publisher that focuses on books for teachers, administrators, and policymakers in higher education. YGT listeners receive a 20% off discount for all books purchased through the Stylus website at www.styluspub.com using code YGT20. So make sure to check out their catalog to see if you can find your next great read. In this episode, I am really happy to offer my next book review, which is on the book Creating Wicked Students, Designing Courses for a Complex World by Paul Hanstead. And if you know me at all, you know I love course design. You know I love breaking things down into manageable pieces for learners. And I do this in my side business with my most recent course, Total by Design. But also I wrote a book on this, on blended course design. And so I was really excited to dive into this book. And I'm also especially excited because Paul and I are going to have a conversation via webinar coming up in October for the Stylus Author Webinar Series. So I will definitely pass along information about that when I have it. But it was really fun to dive into this book, knowing that I'm going to have a chance to talk with Paul as well. So the first thing I think that I can say about this book is that it is definitely inspirational. If you are looking for something to kind of enliven your course design or help you to think kind of differently about a course that you've taught for a long time or even a new course that you're designing, this is a really good book to pick up for that. And for that reason, I think it also makes a good book club book. It puts students into kind of an interesting framework as agents of change and describes something that Paul calls, I'm just going to call him Paul as if we know each other already, because we will soon, what he calls authoritative learning. And basically, this is where students are taking responsibility for course content. They're embracing what it means to be an expert, and they're basically in a situation where you're asking more of students versus less. You're basically asking them to like rise to the occasion. So I think we have a lot of conversations in course design and in general curriculum design about this concern that we're like dumbing things down or we're teaching to the lowest common denominator. This book is definitely advocating the opposite of that. It's asking that you really challenge your students to think about the world in really complex ways. And you ask them from kind of the very beginning of their learning journey in higher education to take control of what it means for them to be a learner and to start to kind of build on their own authority. What I really connected this book to as I was reading it was the concept of Simon Sinek's, the concept of why, how, and what. And Sinek has a nice TED Talk that talks about this that I can link to in the show notes. But basically what he argues is that a lot of times we focus on the what and the how of something, and we don't really focus on our why. And I feel like this book is really getting at what is the why of teaching and also what is the why of learning. And once you know what the why is and what you're really trying to help students do in terms of impact the world on a larger scale, then you can kind of work backward from that into how it is exactly that you want them to do that and what will be the product in the end. So this is a book that really does walk you through the course design process, but in a really kind of fresh way. I feel like it has a really somewhat unique take on alignment that is very much focused on a concept of like backward design, but it offers it in kind of a fresh take. So that was something that I really enjoyed about this book. I think it has a really good chapter, one of the opening chapters on course goals, that is a really good chapter if you know skeptics who are like, why do I need to create course goals? What is the point of this? And people who are kind of pushing back, especially if you have requests for course goals from kind of upper administration or accreditors. And I think Paul's chapter on that is actually really good and does a nice job of talking about the why of course goals and how course goals really set us up with a strong foundation for an overall course that allows us to have some really strong alignment between what it is we're trying to get students to be able to do in terms of their learning and the kinds of assignments and assessments that we might build into a course. The other thing that I thought was a really strong element of this book, and it was actually one of my favorite things, was thinking about different kinds of assessments. And Paul basically advocates for more authentic assessments. And that is basically what he builds in a number of levels, both thinking about it as assignments and also thinking about it as exams. And so, for example, he talks about in a writing assignment, you would want to shift from having students write to the instructor as an audience to an actual kind of more authentic audience of who would be reading the piece. So having them write to a senator, for example, or having them write a letter to the editor or something along those lines, where students are really being asked to be put into an authentic situation where they can really think critically about what it is they want to say, and they're not just writing to an audience of the professor. And this is something that I think we've heard before, but one of the kind of strengths of this book is Paul offers a lot of different examples of what are different ways of doing this, both in terms of classroom assignments, activities, exam questions, and also some multiple choice questions as well. One of the things that that particular area of the book reminded me of, thinking about assessments and assignments, was Barbara Wolvert's book, which has a chapter on making assignments worth grading. And this was really definitely the theme of this section of the book, was how do you make assignments worth grading and how do you make tests worth grading so that you're offering kind of an interesting perspective and that you're actually like genuinely curious about what students will say in response to your question. So I want to give you actually a couple examples of exam questions that Paul provides because I think that they're really useful. So in the chapter talking about creating authoritative exams, Paul offers a couple examples of traditional questions that he might put on an exam that is about poetry. So here's a few different iterations of the same kind of question. The first one is, the following is a poem we did not cover in this class. Argue whether it is a Victorian poem, paying close attention to style and content. The second version of this is, the following is a poem we did not cover in class, although it is from the Victorian era. Drawing from a list of authors we've read this semester, tell me who wrote it. Make your argument based on style and content. And then he also has one that says, the following is a poem we did not cover in class. What is it trying to argue or say? How do you know? Make your argument by citing particular words or passages and analyzing their possible meanings carefully. Now, he adds a kind of a fourth example where he combines a lot of these together into kind of a master level exam question. The following is a poem we did not cover in class. What is the author trying to argue or say, and how do you know? Make your argument by citing particular words or passages and analyzing their possible meanings carefully. Once you've done this, make an argument about whether this is a Victorian poem, basing your conclusions on style and content. So as you can see, these are all exam questions that would really ask students to synthesize what they've learned throughout the term, but also make kind of an interesting argument. They would have to be really critical thinkers. They would have to take on this kind of authoritative learning of embracing being an expert and kind of making a claim and backing it up. And there are all kinds of examples from different disciplinary contexts, and especially some really more lengthy examples in the appendix of this book that offer a really nice idea of how you can offer students complex assessments that really do get to the root of what do they know about the content, and maybe what are areas where they need more experience or content knowledge. So I would definitely recommend this book, as I said, if you're looking for a little bit of inspiration. I found it to be really refreshing, and I loved the examples in it. I thought that the appendices in particular were really useful to get to see some examples of what other people were doing in their classrooms. So again, this is Creating Wicked Students, Designing Courses for a Complex World by Paul Hanstedt. And again, I'll let you know in October what it is that we're going to be focusing on in terms of the webinar and when that's going to be and how you can register. I would love to see you there. Of course, we're giving away a few copies of this book. So if you want to enter into the YGT giveaway, you can use hashtag YGT giveaway on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram. You can connect with me on Twitter and Instagram, as well as Stylus. On Facebook, you can connect just with Stylus. and let us know what is kind of the most wicked part of course design for you. What is the part of course design that you find to be the most challenging? Make sure you use hashtag YGTGiveaway to enter into the giveaway, and we're going to hold the giveaway through the end of September. So make sure to enter before September 30th, and we'll announce in early October who won the giveaway. So thanks so much for listening to this episode of You've Got This. I'll be back tomorrow with another episode of Think, Write, Revise. Thanks for listening to this episode of You've Got This. Show notes and a transcript for this episode can be found at katielinder.work/podcasts. Don't forget that if you're looking for a good book, You've Got This is sponsored by Stylus Publishing, a leading independent U.S. publisher that focuses on books for teachers, administrators, and policymakers in higher education. YGT listeners receive a 20% off discount for books purchased through the Stylus website at www.styluspub.com using code YGT20. You've Got This is part of the Radical Self-Trust podcast channel, a collection of content dedicated to helping you seek self-knowledge, nurture your superpowers, playfully experiment, live your core values with intention, practice loving kindness toward yourself and others, and settle into your life's purpose. Learn more about the RST channel at katielinder.work/podcasts. If you found this episode helpful, please also consider rating and/or reviewing the show in iTunes. Thanks for listening.